Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. We are watching the Augusta National Women's Amateur being played at Augusta National, where you are the two-time champion. Masters, of course, is next week. Our weather today. Good morning, Hawaii. It's Saturday, April 3rd, and this is The Golf Club on the radio in Hawaii, streaming live around the world. RadioGolfClub.com/listen and podcast there or where you get your pods. First off, we're going straight to Augusta National. The Augusta National Women's Amateur. Exciting golf is being played. Scott Michaud, the writer for Global Golf Post, Golf Writers Association of America, career slam with first place awards in news, features, columns, and special projects. We're going to be back with Scott from the Masters, well, from where the Masters played, Augusta National and the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration, Floods, Broken Water Pipes, 24/7 Cleanup, RCM Construction, your contractor for concrete spalling repairs. Welcome to The Golf Club Radio Show.
And now let's go to Scott Michaud, writer and Global Golf Post, Golf Writers Association of America, career slam. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. You've been covering golf and the Masters Tournament for nearly a quarter century, earning the just 10 first place writing awards from the Golf Writers Association of America, including that career slam. Where did you start?
Well, I actually started covering golf for the Greensboro News and Record. I replaced Helen Ross, who went to PGAtour.com back in 1997. So I started covering the Masters in 97, which was fairly eventful that year with Tiger Woods. So my career sort of spans the Tiger generation.
Got it. And so you know that course very, very well. How is it playing today?
It's playing firm and fast. I think after November's Masters, when they had pretty soft golf course conditions and Dustin Johnson tore it up at 20 under par, that it was not going to be the same way this April. And it is going to be a lot firmer for the men next week. And I believe the women are learning that today.
Yes, and what a leaderboard we have with Rose Zhang and someone you wrote about just not too long ago, Olivia Mahaffrey. Just was it yesterday, the day before you posted this at Global Golf Post?
Actually, that just came out today.
Today.
Exactly, and Olivia is from Northern Ireland, and this is her second, along with Rose Zhang's second, Augusta National Women's Amateur, and the two of them are playing like veterans today.
We have a Hawaii player out there. It is, you know, Corpuz is playing. It's so exciting. This is her second or third. She started off when she was 13 years old at the ANA playing. It's a tremendous field. What strikes you about these women, these young women who are playing as amateurs at Augusta National?
What strikes me is they're a little bit fearless, and B, they are a joy to cover and talk to. They really are having the times of their lives and have been so excited. And it's nice to talk to people that are enjoying themselves and not so caught up in the process as you often find on the PGA and LPGA tours when they're playing for money. These women are having a great time, and they really are appreciative of this opportunity.
Now, some of them aren't even that concerned about turning pro. Is that Olivia?
No, Olivia will turn pro. In fact, she probably would have been professional if this pandemic had not happened. She turned down the invitation to this event last year and played in the ANA, and her intent was to turn professional after the college season last year. She's a fifth-year player at Arizona State, And once there was no Q school last year and there were no opportunities to really move up for anyone, they were all stuck in a holding pattern. She came back for another year, and now she's got this great opportunity in front of her to, you know, go to the back nine as one of the top two players.
And she says she feels really lucky being there.
She does. I mean, it worked out well for her, considering everything that we've all gone through in the last year and, you know, how much that has sucked for everyone to have to deal with. she's made the most of it, and I think it's great, and she will turn professional. This she considers probably one of her last amateur events. She'll finish out the college season, and then, as you know, visas and all those things you have to take care of now with COVID, it's not as simple as it used to be. She'll turn pro later this summer.
Okay. Well, Allison Corpuz is a graduate student at the University of Southern California. It's her second, as I mentioned, Augusta National Women's Amateur appearance. She finished T17 in 2019. Her amateur career, I was wrong. She started early when she became the youngest competitor in a USGA championship. She was in the 2008 Women's Amateur Public Links at 10 years, 3 months old. It's amazing how long and how spirited. We have an incredible group of young women going into the professional ranks or not. But just what do you think is responsible for getting so many young, great, talented young ladies into the game?
Well, I think one of the things that really inspired them was another Hawaiian, Michelle Lee, now West. I think she really sort of lit a fire under another generation of young women's golfers, the way Tiger Woods did for young men in the 90s. And when Michelle came out as a young player, I think people saw she had that quality about her. She was a superstar, and I think it people gravitated to the sport in some ways because of her back then. But now I think this event is another big thing, a big step for women's amateur golf, giving them a reason to be inspired and something to aspire to. And you know, once you get good at it, the professional ranks are right there if that's what you want to do.
Interesting. That right now, I just watched the leaderboard. Mahaffey and Rose Zhang are now tied for the lead. Someone called Rose Zhang magical, that she just makes things happen. Your thoughts?
Oh, she's a special player, and I'll be curious to see whether or not she decides to go on to college and play there or turn professional right away. She has the ability to do that. She's had a spectacular end of her junior career, you know, and she won the women's amateur last year. I think she's a special player who is going to make the next step. I just wonder whether this might inspire her to make it sooner than later if she manages to pull this off today.
And so we have two 23-year-olds we've been talking about, but Rose, that you know, Corpuz and Mahaffey. Rose, isn't she 17?
She's 17. She was the second youngest to compete in this 2 years ago. Alexa Panos was the youngest, but only by a little bit. And so, yes, yeah, she's just a teenager. But so poised out there. She is, like I mentioned earlier, fearless. She has not been fazed by any step of this process at all this week. I think she will be there until the end.
Interesting. And Emilia Migliaccio, we're also watching her. I mean, who can come up and take on Mahaffey and Zhang?
Well, there are a few that are right there within a few shots. And as you know, the back nine here can be quite volatile. I think, you know, Migliacci could become the second consecutive Wake Forest golfer to win this event. And Fredgaard just made a birdie on nine, so she's now only shots back at even par. There, anybody I think who is one under or better at this point has a real shot of winning this thing, because they can make birdies on the back nine, as we all know, and it can also tear you up a little bit when you start getting those nerves with something historic on the line.
And tell me about the 18th hole, that uphill.
Well, that's a, you know, it's a terrifying tee shot out of that chute back there. with such a narrow fairway that you're looking at, though it opens up once you get at the corner. You just have to keep it short of the bunker, but it's all uphill the rest of the way. You know, they usually put it, that pin back in that front spot where you see the men's traditional pin for the final round of the Masters. And last time, you know, Jeff Kupcho buried about a 30-footer for birdie on that thing to finish in style, and that's the putt that so many people are probably familiar with seeing in the Masters. It really gives them a chance to make a birdie and force something special to happen. I hope it does.
Well, it seems to be special right now with such a tight leaderboard heading into this final round. What was it like the first couple of rounds? Where did they play?
They played a golf course up the road called Champions Retreat. The front nine there, it's a 27-hole complex, but the two courses that they, the two nines they play, were designed by Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. Gary Player did the third, which is not used for the tournament. But the Palmer nine's a little bit easier. The Jack nine, as is usually the case, is a little bit harder. And it was in beautiful shape, and nobody was able to go really low. I believe Olivia Mahaffey was the only player to break 70 there because it was so firm and fast. And it was windy and cool, especially the second day. So they really had their hands full there.
What was the temperature on the second day? I 30s seems to come to mind, but I'm not sure if that's accurate.
It was definitely in the 40s when they started. They had a little bit of a frost delay, as they did again this morning here. We've had some very cold mornings. It's going to warm up for Masters Week, but they have had to deal with some cool late spring. You know, that those March and April temperatures can be wildly fluctuating around here at this time of year. And they've had to deal with some very cool mornings, and it was, you know, they had their stocking caps on and gloves on trying to stay warm over there.
Yeah, I was wondering about the wind, too. Was it, I imagine it's a cold wind that blows on top of everything else.
It was. It was significant, too. It was enough to really get in your head a little bit. So, I mean, it wasn't something like you'd deal with at a British Open, but it was more than enough to cause problem amid the Georgia Pines over here.
Okay, now you've been covering the game since 1997 on the professional tours and many, many Masters tournaments, but that doesn't even begin to talk about your career and the things that you've had to do to get the story. And I want to talk about Charles Schwartzel, that moment that you experienced. You're going to have to tell us that story.
So, well with Charles Schwartzel, you mean when I went down to South Africa?
Yes.
And played, and say, that was one of the nice things about my job with the Augusta Chronicle for so long, was doing the defending champion story. So I got to go all over the world following these guys. Got to go to South Africa for Charles. Got to go to Australia for Adam Scott. Got to go to Argentina for Angel Cabrera, which was a story in and of itself. But Charles could not have been more accommodating. I think he was so appreciative of somebody coming all the way to South Africa that he spent basically 14 consecutive hours with us, took us up in his airplane, took us to his family's farm where he grew up, got on a tractor, showed us. He used to work, brought his helicopter to his house. He'd just gotten his helicopter license. So he took our picture of the defending champion in his green jacket sitting in the cockpit of his helicopter. And then he cooked us dinner at his house. We had a traditional South African braai. And it was fantastic. I don't know if I've ever had a more accommodating champion who just was so proud to have won the green jacket and to have represented South Africa the way Gary Player had before him, Trevor Immelman, it was just a special moment for him, but it really was for me as well.
Okay, now what about the snake?
That's right. When he took us up on the airplane. First of all, our photographer wanted to take pictures of him, you know, the plane taking off and the little video and stuff like that. So the photographer was standing out on the runway when we went up one time for a lap. Then we came back down, landed, picked the photographer up so he could take pictures in the cockpit. And the second time we're going back down the runway, there's this big snake, looks like a cobra. It's got that kind of head on it, and it's called a wrinkles snake, and it's a very venomous snake that spits its venom at you. It can spit it very accurately, usually goes for your eyes from about 10 to 20 feet away and can hit you in the eyes. And that snake was right where our photographer had been standing not 20 minutes earlier taking photos, and he was freaking out about it. And Charles goes around it and pulls up, and he's like, don't stick your head out the window because he can spit it right through the window into your eyes. But
that's unbelievable. Veering off the runway, the snake coiled to strike by spitting its venom at the windows with deadly accuracy.
Exactly. I did not want to go out in the bush.
No.
With Charles, which is one of the places he's most comfortable because he's a big hunter. I had no desire to go out there after seeing that snake.
Thank you for the offer, Charles, but I think not. Not today. Well, he certainly gave you a wonderful time. So who are you following now? I guess you're going to go with the leaders.
We will. We're going to go out. The leaders will be making the turn. And pretty soon, like you said, Mahaffey and Zhang are tied at the moment, though Rose does have the par 5 eighth to play to maybe try to pick up a birdie and get in the lead again. But, yeah, we're going to follow them around the back. And I hope we get a show like we did last time, because the Jennifer Kupp show, Maria Fassi, show was extraordinary.
It was extraordinary for all of us on television. I mean, you can watch it now. In fact, it's I don't want to send you to the television, but you can watch it right now. It's on NBC. Scott Michaud, writer for Global Golf Post, Golf Writers Association of America. I love this career slam that you've got with first place awards in news, features, columns, and special projects. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Aloha. And remember, you can go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii and just put your email address in, and you'll get your copy of Global Golf Post every morning on Monday. Okay, every Monday morning. And it'll be there before you wake up in Hawaii. It'll just be ready, and you can sip your coffee or whatever your special drink is in the morning and enjoy reading up on what happened over the weekend and all of these special features. You never know when a snake may pop up at a very safe distance for you, of course. We've got special tips for you coming up, because Brian Mogg, Golf Academy, Golf Magazine Top 100 Teachers, Golf Digest Top 50 Teachers. He's at the Hawaii Prince Golf Course this coming week. On the 5th, he starts. Right now, I think he's on the beautiful island of Kauai, enjoying, as we all do, Kauai. We'll be back with Brian after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stop the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
When Hilton Hawaiian Village opened in 1955, who made their signs? Honolulu Sign. They do building marquees and lighted signs, letter signs, parking and tow-away signs, signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign has OSHA-compliant signs, makes custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047, licensed and insured, COVID-compliant, and they have all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
He's a Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher. He's a Golf Digest Top 50 teacher. His name is Brian Mogg, Brian Mogg Golf Academy, and he has several. One of them is at the Hawaii Prince Golf Course. Welcome into the clubhouse. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's life on Kauai?
It is awesome. Playing some golf, having some fun, hanging out with friends.
What have you played golf?
We've played Kuiʻula a few times, and it's been fantastic.
That's great. All right. So what I want to do with you now is give our listeners some tips about how to improve their game. Now, today it's extremely still all across Oahu. We were expecting northerly winds. What was the forecast? 15 miles an hour. They're not really blowing much, but I'd still like to talk about the wind game because it's usually blowing and we usually have to deal with it. So what are your suggestions for people who are dealing with wind issues?
Well, I've experienced it the last few days at Kukui'ula that we've had some fairly strong winds, and a couple things that I would always advise people. Number one is always work with the wind, not against the wind. I see too many people trying to hit kind of career shots to make something happen, and you're far better off to have, we've had a hard left right win on one hole. Just play it. Aim it out to the left. Let the wind become your friend. The other thing that I see is too many golfers try to force a short iron into the wind. What that means is, maybe you're between a 9 and a wedge, and you try and hit the wedge, and more speed, more spin, throws the ball up in the air, makes it balloon or something like that. And I'd love to see people get to the point that they take, say, in this case, the 9 iron, choke it down, smooth the tempo. You want to take speed and spin off your shot. That helps the ball from rising. That usually gets you closer to, if you're trying to hit it 110 yards, let it go 110 yards even into the wind. So don't fight the wind. The wind's going to do what it's going to do, and the harder you fight it, the more you try and make something happen. Usually bad results start to take place.
And it sounds like it needs to, stay low would be the best.
Stay low, but I see a lot of golfers, they try and hit it low, so they hit it harder. It spins more and rises up in the air, and with best of intentions to hit it low, it goes the opposite way.
Right. So, and choking down on the club is the best idea.
Choking down, put the ball back in your stance, and then make your tempo about 70-80% of what you think you need to do, and that will take some of the spin off the shot.
Excellent. So, yeah, that's beautiful. I like the idea of letting the wind help you rather than, as you said, don't fight it, make it work for you. We've got a lot of women competing. We got the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We have the first major of the year, the ANA Inspiration. We're going to be talking with a fabulous Steve Eubanks, a golf writer for Global Golf Post, is coming up after you. So, and young people, young men, young women are getting into the game. And Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is one of those organizations that takes kids on the road to competition at a very young age. What do you suggest when, if you have a child or you have a young adult who wants to compete, what are your suggestions?
The more competition you can get, the better off you're going to be. I've got so many both juniors and younger players. You're only going to learn from your mistakes and getting yourself kind of competed against, which means it's okay to kind of maybe screw up in the beginning. You learn your lessons and move on. So I love what Hawaiian Junior Golf is doing. I grew up in Washington State. We had the same kind of junior program. They gave us awesome opportunities to play in events, to travel some, and support us. The more that happens, the kids are going to learn. You know, you're going to learn how to travel. You learn how to take your game on the road. You learn how to be prepared. It's a really good time for junior golf right now in that context. But, you know, the big advice is you have to learn to play outside your home area. That's one of the big things, especially for Hawaii. So much of golf kind of happens on the mainland. So if you're going to go to college on the mainland or play some of the big events, you're going to have to learn to play both in Hawaii and on the mainland. And to do that, you need that experience to learn the contrast in grass, the contrast in wind, weather, all the factors that kind of go into different elements of golf.
Yeah. We also have U.S. kids and coming on later on in the show. They have tours, too. So kids on, let's say, Maui or Oahu, they can go into competition against one another in familiar surroundings, get comfortable with their game, and then, let's say, fly to Kauai, fly to Maui, fly. You experience the flight, the getting your gear back together again, making sure you haven't forgotten something. All of those factors can be really disturbing if you're traveling and trying to compete.
I mean, it's in some ways that's easy, just in the context of flights between the islands is so small, because I know if they ever get to the point they're on tour, you're a lot of times doing cross-country flights or global flights, and the fact that you got to have your bag prepared, remember to bring balls and gloves or maybe rain gear and umbrella, and if you don't do even one of those things, you kind of get burned. So that's a fantastic learning opportunity.
Yeah, I remember one year they didn't expect rain during one particular event, and the pro shop completely sold out all of its rain gear. There was nothing.
I totally believe it. Rain gloves are mandatory in my carry, in my bag at all times. You never know when you're going to have something happen, and rain gloves are the new way to never worry about if it's raining too hard.
This is Brian Mogg, Brian Mogg Golf Academy. How many academies do you have?
I've got five of them.
Five. How do you travel from one to another? What's your schedule?
Well, it's hectic and busy. I live in Orlando, but my wife and I are from Seattle. We have another one at Chambers Bay. So those are the two primary ones where I spend, you know, most of the year. But I get over to Hawaii about every 6-7 weeks, where I go to Prince Hawaii. I've got another one in Toronto, also in Korea. So summers I try to get to Toronto a lot, and usually get to Korea once or twice, usually in the fall.
Wow. So I would imagine going Florida, Chambers Bay, Hawaii, Korea.
That's busy, but it's fun. I've been doing this for so long. I've made so many good friends. I've got so many awesome friends now in Honolulu. I've been doing this for 11 years and become friends with so many people that I can't wait to come back, and I'll be there in a few days and can't wait to see some of the friends I've made.
Yeah. If somebody wants to take a lesson with you, how do they reach you?
Easiest way, brian@mogacademy.com, to send me an email. We've got a phone number in Hawaii. I want to say it's 808-729-7465. Sandra will answer the phone, and between that, set up a lesson. We've also got two great teachers full-time at the Academy at the Prince. They can get lessons for them, you know, 24/7 as well.
What is their name?
Sandra Abe, or Sandra's the one that helps us out, but Sandy Ham is the main teacher, head director of Academy there. She's unbelievably good with juniors, just does a phenomenal job getting younger golfers into the game and just making it absolutely a blast. Taya Tucky is our other teacher. That between the two of them, they handle all the lessons. Really, you know, when I'm not there, and that's just what they do, full time jobs.
Great. Could you give us the number again? 808-729.
I think it's 7465. Email me if the worst that doesn't work. Email me brian@mogacademy.com. I'll get you hooked up.
Okay, that's great. And Sandra's last name, you broke up.
Sandy Ham, H-A-M-M.
Oh,
Sandra,
yes.
Sandra obviously takes care of kind of reservations and all the detail stuff, but Sandy Ham's the director of the Academy.
Excellent, excellent. I need to have
She's
her
awesome.
On the show. Yes, that would be great.
She'd be great. She's awesome.
Yeah, so we're Circling Raven Golf Club.
In Idaho.
That, are you still there?
Not anymore.
Okay, so I'll take that off my list.
COVID hit. COVID hit, not one... great place, awesome resort. But when COVID hit, there just wasn't enough resort business to keep it going.
Yeah, something like what we're experiencing over here.
Starting to see a boom.
Yeah, well, we are starting to see a whole lot more tourists coming in on Kauai at Poipu Bay. There are tea times. I think they have 8 visitors. But if you'd like to play around at Poipu, there's an 8:40, a 9:10, and a 10:20. Is there anything that you would suggest otherwise for a still day? Just pick your shot and have a good time?
A still day in Hawaii is going to be really a lot of fun because all of a sudden you can, you know, your 7-iron goes, say, 145 yards. You can plan on it and not have to worry about whether to hit it from 150 or 170. So when you do get a still day, it's just a good opportunity to both swing smoothly and hit the ball solid. I mean, the key to always playing the wind is solid contact. And for most golfers, if they can smooth out their swing, hit the ball solid, you're going to get the yardages you want it to go. And on a still day, that's a benefit in Hawaii.
Well, it's good to talk to you. This is Brian Mogg, Brian Mogg Golf Academy, and at Hawaii Prince. I believe the number is 808-729-7465 or just email Brian at moggacademy.com. What was the?
.com?
.com. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Brian. Thanks for getting up so early. Enjoy the weekend. Happy Easter. And enjoy Monday. Monday you'll be back in business.
I'll be in Honolulu. Coming over to Honolulu tomorrow night.
All day Monday, Tuesday. People can stop by and check you out. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Hey, happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Aloha. Okay, we've got Steve Eubanks, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, senior writer for Global Golf Post. He's also managing editor for the LPGA, and he's caddy for his daughter. We've got him coming up for us in a couple of minutes to talk about the first major of the year, the ANA Inspiration. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is a leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine published every Monday morning and delivered in your email inbox before you wake up. In the pages of Global Golf Post, you'll find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. And best of all, it is absolutely free. So go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for a free subscription. Global Golf Post.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few $100s. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers too.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites?
Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right, we've got something really good for you. All right, we've got something you can win. It's a Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5, the best divot repair tool, named by Golf Digest for the third consecutive year. And Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 needs to have something to go with it. It needs the Aqua Brush, providing easy solution for cleaning clubs and golf balls. So we've got this pair, the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 and the Aqua Brush, that'll come to you. Really cool colors, too. You know, the Pitch Fix is the global market. I can't speak today, so you'll just have to forgive me. The global market leader in switchblade divot tools. All right? And it's so much fun to use a Pitch Fix. And we want you to be the ninth caller. All you have to do is dial 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. Bring him into the clubhouse now from the ANA Inspiration. We have Steve Eubanks with us. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Danielle, great to be with you as always. I hope all is well out there.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. Steve Eubanks is our New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, senior writer for Global Golf Post. You can get your free copy of Global Golf Post at globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Just go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. So, Steve, at the ANA, it's really exciting to see this particular young woman, Patty Tavatanakit, at the top of the leaderboard with Shenzhen Fang, in they're competing against one another. Shenzhen hasn't picked up a club in a year.
Well, I mean, she's hit some balls, but she hasn't competed in a year. She's
okay.
been in China the entire time.
Okay. Yes.
And then there were some visa problems, and it really wasn't a problem. It was just you couldn't get into any of the consulates because everything was shut down. So this is her first event back, and she literally got off the plane and came out here to compete. So she told us yesterday she got like 14 hours of sleep on Thursday night because she's still on Beijing time, which is the other side of the world. So it's she's still got some body adjustment going on, but seems to be playing incredibly well as if nothing's changed since her last time out.
Yeah, 67 is 69, and that's not the easiest golf course to play on, wouldn't you say, at Mission Hills?
It not only is it not easy, it's in incredible shape, Danielle. I don't think I've ever seen a golf course looking as good as this one is right now. There isn't a divot to be found. It's lush. It's green. The rough is thick but playable, and the greens are firm and fast. They've got that little bit of thump to them when a ball is hit into them. I love to tell people it sounds like a boxer hitting a heavy bag, you know, when a ball hits these greens. So that's when you know you're playing a major championship course.
You know, isn't it interesting how undervalued the sound in golf is? The sound of a well-struck ball, the sound of the putt going in, all of these, you know, it's just sound is so critical. How it comes off the club, it's how it
is
hits. Yes.
It's interesting that you should say that, Danielle, because when Patty Tavatanakit hits it, it sounds different. It's one of those rocket sounds. It's
wow.
One of those pow sounds that you know you're accustomed to seeing when you go watch a PGA Tour event. You're not as accustomed to hearing it out here. And boy, does she smash it! I mean, She's averaging 315 yards off the tee so far this week. And, and for people who don't know her, keep an eye out. This is an impressive, impressive young woman. She's 21 years old. She's in her second rookie season, of course, because of COVID last year. Every 2020 rookie got a second rookie year. And, you know, if she were to win, she would be the only the second rookie in history to win this event. The first was Julie Engster all the way back in 1984. And she would be the first ever rookie to make this event her first official victory. And it would be, I'll tell you, once she wins, I think she's going to blast onto the world stage like nobody can believe. She has got no weakness in her game. I'm incredibly, incredibly impressed.
Yeah, and, she is also really composed. You know, she's got all these major champions right on her heels, and she was, from what I saw the interview with her, she was, I'm just going to play my game. You know, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing and not worry about it.
She's incredibly composed. She's incredibly smart. That can go either way in golf sometimes, you know, as Byron Nelson, but Paul Azinger was telling me an interesting story. He was talking to Byron Nelson one time about how to play a particular course, and Paul was asking him all of these questions, and Byron Nelson finally said to him, Paul, there are two types of golfers, those who need to know a little and those who need to know it all. Which one do you think is easier?
Well, you know, there's stinking thinking that gets in the way.
That's exactly right. And, I've talked to Patty about this now 2 days in a row and said, you know, is being as smart and thoughtful as you are an asset or a detriment? Now, she thinks it's an asset because she likes to be analytical and she's able to go through each round. But she also says that she understands her need to put everything aside and focus only on the shot at hand. So hopefully she's able to do that over the next couple of days to come through here, because it would be an awfully impressive victory.
The course seems to be, in some cases, you know, I'm looking at the 66, 69, 67, 69, 68, 69, 69, 69. Was the course a little easier on the first day?
Excuse me. The wind didn't blow.
The wind.
Which is very unusual. Yeah, it's very unusual in this valley to have zero wind. And the flags just laid straight down on Thursday, all day, which is almost unheard of. I mean, you normally see all kinds of wind on this golf course, but it was completely dead calm on Thursday. So that's why you see a lower average score on day one than day two. We have just a mild breeze right now. It's not quite 11 o'clock here, and we're going to have to, but I think by the afternoon, you're going to see it pick up considerably.
I want to go to Maurya Jutanugarn, and her sister, Arya Jutanugarn. We've been so used to seeing Arya at the top of the leaderboard for so long, and then she just sank. And Maurya is back up, but Moria's already said many times that her sister's better than her. What's going on with Maurya seems to be so comfortable. What's happening with Arya?
Arya is having a little difficulty getting out of her own way. It isn't a ball strike. She gets out of position, and then she just kind of loses her focus. And we'll go through a three- or four-hole stretch where she...
We're losing you. Oh, dear. What a shame. We're losing...
in a row. You know, you saw this in her major championship when she won the U.S. Women's Open in Alabama. She had a 7-shot lead with 9 holes to play and had to go to a playoff to win.
Yes.
She just gets in this funk occasionally and kind of loses her mind. But then once she gets it back, she's as good as there is.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Vision 54, sorry, Steve, we're breaking up a lot, and I'm not sure what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have me now?
Yes, I do. I do. Loud and clear. Stand right there.
Okay, well, I apologize. I was just saying, I don't know how much of the last answer you got, but I was saying that Aria will occasionally just lose her mind, and she'll go on a 3 or 4 hole stretch where she doesn't look like the same player. And then when she gets it back, she's just as likely to make 3 or 4 birdies in a row. So it's an incredibly streaky performance that you can get out of her, and really strange in that regard. Whereas Moria, while not nearly as talented as her younger sister, is far more consistent. It's funny, I was watching on the range yesterday where the wind was howling, and Moria just hit one dead strike drive after another, which proved to me she's hitting it in the center of the face every single time.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to behold. And you just like this, you say to yourself, gosh, that if I could just hit one or two of those a month.
Right, exactly.
You know, really, truly. Aria, I know she's been working with Vision 54 and about the attitude, smiling, being, you know, that getting yourself out of the funk and enjoying life, enjoying where you're at, not questioning it, is something that, you know, we see Lydia Ko coming back on, too. She seems to be moving up the leaderboard more often.
Yeah, it is. It's really an attitudinal thing, and it's trusting the process and not the outcome. Because once the shot is struck, you can't control the outcome, but you can control the process that leads up to it. And that's one of the things that Pia Nelson and Lynn Marriott, who are the founders of Vision 54, preach constantly and consistently. You have to get into what they call your play box, which is when once you step into the shot, all you're controlling is the process leading up to striking the shot. After that, you have to move on to the next one because you can't control any of the results from that point forward.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you say that about the Tanya Garn smiling, and they do. That's their pre-shot thing, which gets them in the right mindset. Pia and Lynn also work with Patty Kapitanikit, and hers is a deep breath. And if you're watching her this weekend, watch how she takes a deep breath before every single shot. That's her trigger.
That, you know, but that's so important. People have to understand the power of breathing. Because if you breathe well, if you take a deep breath, you notice how your whole demeanor changes, your eyes open, your brain starts functioning better. It's amazing what oxygen will do for you. And that's really, you got to oxygenate. So hear this, listen to this leaderboard. We have Patty Tabatanikit, Chen Chen Fong, Moria Jutanugarn, Charlie Hull, Anna Nordqvist, Jessica Korda, Stacy Lewis, Lydia Ko, Inbi Park, Sophia Popoff. I mean, this is a monster. This is an amazing weekend of performances that we get to watch.
I believe that if you go as far down as T6, there are 9 major champions in the field right now. So, yep. Are in contention.
Yep.
I think this is going to be an incredible weekend of golf.
Yeah, because I got to slide down to see Georgia Hall. Jin Young Ko, hello, Miriam Lee, you know. But she's doing some interesting things, too. She had the 69-70. So that is Miriam. Okay, what are you looking forward to? Who are you following? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go follow Patty just because it's so different and so impressive. To see a rookie performing the way she is, again, she may not win. I mean, the stage may be too big for her at this stage in her career. But I just want everyone to know, learn how to pronounce her name because she's not going away.
There you go, Tavana. You know, all you have to do is take her name and turn it into 3 different sections. Tava, Tana, Kit. Tavatanikit. Does that work for you?
That's exactly right.
There you go. And one, you know, we have to bring up Michelle Wee. We were so thrilled in Hawaii. It was like it was awesome. Her first round was amazing. Watching her confidence, watching her step, her bounce. She did not make the cut, unfortunately. Did you get a chance to follow her?
I did. I watched her for about 5 holes on a Thursday when she was getting up and down from everywhere. look, she's still a few weeks away. This is her second event back in 2 years. So it's going to take a while for Michelle to get back into fighting shape, as we say out here. But it's just wonderful to have her back. She certainly continues to move the needle.
She does, absolutely. Yeah, there's something about playing a round of golf or two or three, yeah, and then walking 4 days in a row. That'll get to you after a while.
It does, and you know it's going to take a while to get back into competitive golf shape. There's a difference between golf and competitive golf, and she's not quite back to competitive golf shape yet.
Thank you. Steve Eubanks, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, senior writer for Global Golf Post, and managing editor at LPGA, and you're a caddy for your daughter. How do you do all that?
Yeah, it can be tough at times, but, you know, you just do time management, Danielle. So it's all key to everything.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha. And remember, if you want to get your Global Golf Post for free, all you have to do is go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. It is the leading golf publication in the game, and it is free. That's globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Michael Patrick Shields is with us next, and he's doing a cross-country journey. You know, this guy has multiple radio stations that he works on. It's a syndicated show, Michigan's Big Show. And I don't think he's been in Michigan for months. We're going to talk with Michael Patrick Shields after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company, buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers too.
The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee.
Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, we haven't gotten our ninth caller, and we've got a Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 that was named Best Divot Repair Tool by Golf Digest, plus their newest product, the Aqua Brush. Easy solution for cleaning your clubs and golf balls. It's really very, very cool. It's the perfect thing for your irons to get all the crud out of your irons. You know, it doesn't come off easy. 808-545-1111. 545-1111. Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. He's a travel writer. But he's also the host of one of the most awarded golf shows, or rather broadcast shows. He talks about politics. He talks about everything. You can listen to him. And he's with us right now. Michael Patrick, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle, and happy Easter to you and Rick and everybody throughout the island.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for being on the show. Okay, so let's talk. TPC Sawgrass, Jacksonville, and cross-country journey that you're about to, or you're underway. I'm not sure. Let's get into Jacksonville. Why Jacksonville?
That's what a lot of people are asking, and the reason is the cost of living in Jacksonville, Florida right now is about 17% below the national average.
Wow.
And you have beaches, and you have golf, and you have Urban Meyer now coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars, and so there are a lot of people moving to Florida to begin with because of the great tax base, but also Jacksonville is a bit more temperate. It's in the very, very northeast corner. And it is, as you know, the home of the PGA Tour, headquartered here, just adjacent to TPC Sawgrass.
You know, that's interesting that you should point out all these things, because I've never thought of Jacksonville as being the home of the PGA Tour and TPC Sawgrass. I somehow think of that as being a destination in and of itself, without any environs, which makes no sense at all.
That's because the Players Championship every March is the PGA Tour's representative tournament, just like the PGA of America has, you know, the PGA Championship, and the Royal and Ancient has
the Open, so
this is what represents the tour, and that's why the Players Championship is the strongest field and the richest purse, because it takes the top 144 off the money list. There are no amateurs, there are no special exemptions. Nothing like that. So it's the toughest tournament, and it's a course that we all know and love because of the Island Green 17th, designed by Pete and Alice Dye. You see it on TV every single year. And you can come here, and you can play here. And it's available and open to the public. And it's right there at PGA Tour headquarters. And maybe the most surprising thing about visiting Jacksonville and making your pilgrimage to the headquarters of the PGA Tour is the coolest thing in the world. You pull into the parking lot, and as you get closer to this massive, gorgeous Tuscan clubhouse that they've built, you see parking spaces say, reserved for PGA Tour players only. And you're like, wow, this is really cool, because there are a number of tour players who do live here and do practice there all the time. But the cool thing is, too, and I've never seen this in golf before, but if you don't want to play, and maybe you can't play, but you want to go there and have a look at this magnificent clubhouse, which is more like an art museum and a golf history museum than a clubhouse, you can go in there and have lunch. And they have a group of volunteers they call storytellers. And you'll know them because they're in burgundy blazers. And they are going around giving tours of the clubhouse and all the cool clubs from players who won, and pictures and memorabilia and trophies. And then they will take you on a cart ride out past the 16th, 17th, and 18th holes, and you get your picture taken above the 17th hole, the Island Green, and you can, you know, so get out on the golf course even if you can't play or don't want to play. You just want to go see it. And they're volunteers from the Jacksonville area, and I can't think of any other golf club, for one, that would do that, and for two, would have the kind of interest people would have in just seeing that place.
Well, if, you know, we see it all the time. It's a wonderful thing that they do that they open the house and give you, you know, someone who knows something to tell you about. I had no idea. You know, you always bring these touches to us, Michael Patrick, that we don't know about, and you teach us. Now, I imagine as you're going across country, you're going to be, what are you doing? Have you been home to Michigan? Have you been at home at all lately?
I was in Michigan at Christmas, and then I left. And I went exploring throughout the state of Florida, of course, and then with the, the very first city, St. Augustine, Florida. It's just south of Ponte Vedra, where the headquarters of the PGA Tour is. And I looked at the map, and I said, well, I can go north, or I can go to Jacksonville, take I-10, and turn left, and go to California. And so that's what I'm going to do. And it all came together, because I've never done it. I don't know if you've ever driven across the United States, but it's a good time to do it if I was ever going to do it. And to think of this, I'm going to start, as I did yesterday, in St. Augustine, Florida, at the very first city. And St. Augustine's mother was Santa Monica. So I'm going to drive from St. Augustine to the Santa Monica Pier and stop along the way in interesting places and broadcast from there and go to spots I've never been, places like Jacksonville, for instance, and Biloxi, Mississippi, and New Orleans. I'm going to spend a little time, and then Houston and San Antonio and El Paso and Phoenix, San Diego, and eventually get to Santa Monica and just cross the country and take all of my listeners and readers with me, including you. And then the penny dropped. I said to myself, if I'm going across the quote-unquote country,
yes,
the country really doesn't stop till you get to Hawaii.
Oh.
So I thought,
yes,
there's a resort that would like to host my program, I'll continue off the Santa Monica Pier and get myself to the Hawaiian Islands, and we can broadcast there together.
Yes, that would be so fun, and we can do the show together. But you can do your show from Hawaii, and you can promote coming to Hawaii. And your show is everywhere. Not only is it, of course, in Michigan, but you're streaming live too, just like we are.
Yeah.
Right? So people can listen to you anywhere they happen to be. And you have lots of followers because you go to Ireland regularly. Ireland is your trek for St. Patrick's Day. It must have been terrible missing Ireland this 2020.
Yes, I am. And that's part of the reason why I'm doing this MPS Sea to Shining Sea, is to just get people thinking about travel again. And if they have to get in the car to do it, why not? So, take everybody with me to these places. And so when you start at America's very first city, right at the spot where, Ponce de Leon landed and proclaimed it Florida, which means the flower, you begin there and you conclude, wherever we conclude, whether it's the Santa Monica Pier or
Hawaii. Yes, or Oahu,
yeah,
or Kauai, or the Big Island, Hawaii Island, or Maui. It could be any one of those, or all five.
Any one of those. If they put me on Molokai, I'll show up.
Think of Lanai.
Okay.
You'll like that hotel.
Okay.
Yes, it's a beautiful hotel. Lanai would be a perfect drop-in. Who, by the way, is responsible for all your prep work for your show, lining up all your guests?
Well, I have Tony Cuthbert as the producer back in Michigan, and then, the people that you meet along the way when you travel is just absolutely gorgeous. They're all entertaining and hilarious, and, the starter that I met the other day at TPC Sawgrass, he told me he used to work in Michigan as a horse trainer, and he said, I'll never forget Rusty Joe. I said, was that your horse? He said, yeah. I said, did it win? He said, no, it bit me, and he showed me the scar on his hand, Everybody's got a story, and these stories are there if you just go and find them.
So you're not really talking politics in the past few months. You're really talking the scene of where you are, and you're bringing that to your listeners.
Yeah, well, needless to say, Florida is rife with politics.
Yes.
And so is Michigan. I mean,
yes,
it's everywhere.
Yes.
And so I'm just careful because people are getting beaten over the head with it all the time. And so I want to I don't even mention the C word, and that's not the C word that you might normally think. I'm talking about the one that ends with D.
Uh-huh.
And because people need a break from it, and I think if we can provide that for them. And, you know, when you're on the second hole and you're standing over a four-foot putt to save your bogey, it's nice to forget about the pandemic.
Yes.
And just think about the fresh air and the palm trees and the fact that you're standing there on Maui or Oahu or somewhere beautiful. And it's, I think that you provide a great oasis, if you will, for people who just need an escape.
Excellent. Thank you so much for saying that. Now, if somebody like, you know, someone on Lanai, for instance, or the Big Island or Kauai or Maui or Oahu want you to come over and maybe, you know, maybe the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau. How do they get in touch with you, Michael Patrick?
Oh, I'm Googleable very easily, or mibigshow.com, or just put my name in there and you'll find me, or they can get to you.
Yes, they can.
Because you're my agent, and Rick Gray is my agent, too, and it won't cost you anything, and I'll get myself there, but we can extend this sea to shining sea well into the Pacific if we want to, and it would be fun to see you after all this time.
It would be. It would be grand. It would be grand. I can't wait to see you. Give you a big hug. I'll be vaccinated by then.
I got one so far.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes, Rick got both of them. I'm getting mine soon. So, you know, we're all going to get there, right?
You're much, much younger than Rick.
Yeah.
That's why you had to wait.
You're a wonderful man, Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, travel writer. You can find him, traveltattler.com. He's host of Michigan's Big Show, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, Best Network Radio Personality of the Year. You can hear why as we have our conversations. And he's won awards multiple times, just most recently, both Michael Patrick Shields and Tony Cuthbert for the Michigan Big Show. They've won the Best On-Air Morning Broadcast Personality or Team. So, you guys, do you have like a wall that you put all these different awards up on? Maybe it travels with you.
I'll tell you what, though. What we do is we listen to you in Michigan and in Florida because you're not just heard in the islands. And I was in the swimming pool in Naples, Florida a couple weeks ago listening to you. And
you were?
So your show resonates not just through the islands but through the golf world. And That is super cool because we need that kind of programming, and we salute you for doing it. And just remember, this stuff that we say on the radio now lasts forever.
Yes.
Through podcasting.
Yes.
And it can be heard anywhere.
Yes.
And it's just amazing.
Yes, radiogolfclub.com/listen. And it's going out into space forever and ever and ever. And who knows who's listening out there, right?
Elon Musk is probably on Mars right now listening.
Thank you for those moments of hilarity, Michael Patrick Shields. Always a pleasure. You're going to have to check in with me as you go.
I will indeed. And from Jacksonville and the home of the PGA Tour, mahalo and aloha.
Aloha, MPS, sea to shining sea. We'll talk soon. We're going to come back with Renee Lee, U.S. Kids Golf Certified Golf Coach, PGA member, certified David Ledbetter instructor, 2015 Junior Golf Leader, Aloha Section PGA President Plaque Recipient, and Oliver Oliquiano, who is a CEO and owner of Island Pacific Golf Academy, and he has an award that is so special. We'll save it for when I do the introduction after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Golf Club tip number 25. Play for fun. Life's too short. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is a leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine published every Monday morning and delivered in your email inbox before you wake up. In the pages of Global Golf Post, you'll find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. And best of all, it is absolutely free. So go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for a free subscription. Global Golf Post.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
When Hilton Hawaiian Village opened in 1955, who made their signs? Honolulu Sign. They do building marquees and lighted signs, letter signs, parking and tow-away signs of every kind. Honolulu Sign has OSHA compliance signs, makes custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047, licensed and insured, COVID compliant, and they have all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We have a winner. We have a winner. The Pitch Fix winner. It's the Pitch Fix. It's the fabulous, fabulous. And this is like the switchblade, and it clicks. It's so cool. The Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5. It's one of those sounds in golf that you've just got to have. Okay, and then there's the Aqua Brush, and you hold it. It's got a little container with water. You hold it in your fist, you know, and you can get your iron in your fist, and you can scrub really good. It's really cool to have those two things in your bag, because we don't carry enough stuff in our bag. Our golf bags need more things. It's like Brian Moggs said earlier. He said he doesn't go anywhere without his rain gloves, because you never know when it's going to rain. And I was thinking, all the different things that you put in your bag that you have to have because you don't know. That's why we all go out and we don't care. It's raining, fine. That's why we're lucky we live Hawaii, because the weather is so wonderful. And now to the winner, Jan of Waimanalo. Congratulations. I'm going to be sending those to you. It's going to come in the U.S. mail. And we love the U.S. mail because we depend on them. So don't do anything to our post office, okay? All right. Renee Lee is U.S. Kids Golf Certified Coach, PGA member, Certified David Ledbetter Instructor, and Aloha Section PGA President's Plaque recipient. You know, the President's plaque is also known as the Player Development Award, honoring the PGA professional for extraordinary and exemplary contributions in player development. Oliver Oliquiano is president and CEO of Island Pacific Golf Academy, U.S. Kids Golf Certified Instructor, Masters Kids Coach. After being awarded the top 50 U.S. Kids Golf Teacher of the Year three times, that's how you get that Masters Kid Coach Award. Congratulations, Oliver. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Oliver. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Danielle, can you hear me okay?
Yes, now I can. Congratulations. What a fantastic job you've done to get the award three times of U.S. Kids Golf Coach 3 years, and then to get this Masters Kids Coach. And welcome into the clubhouse, Renee.
Good morning, Danielle. Good morning, Oliver. Thank you for having me.
Good morning, Renee.
Oh, absolutely. And the President's plaque. I remember I was there when you received it. And how old is your son now?
Lakota is 11 and a half years old.
Oh, my goodness. How time flies when you're having fun. That's truly incredible. Now, we've got the U.S. Kids Golf Maui Tour coming up. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, that we have some of the best programs for youngsters to get into competition. We're really lucky in Hawaii with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and U.S. Kids Golf. You, Oliver, created the Junior Tours, the U.S. Kids Golf Oahu Tour, and now the Maui Tour. So, Renee, you're leading the Maui Tour?
Yes, Oliver recruited me. He's got many years of experience with U.S. Kids, and as he spoke to me about it a few years ago, Eddie, my husband, is also Ledbetter certified, and we just fell in love with the program because I think it encompasses everything that a junior golfer needs to become elite, to go to college on a scholarship, and to further play after college if they want to.
It's wonderful. And this is, the tour is six stops. This is what happens, right? I mean, you take the kids and they compete. They go from one course to another course to another course. And then after they've done all these six stops, what happens at that point?
Well, the season can be from 6 to 8 tournaments spread out through approximately 2 to 3 months. And at the end of a season, based upon the junior's score, they have to play in at least 4 tournaments in order to compete to go to the World Championship. And they are basically seeded or ranked upon their scores. So it's a great thing to work for. They can play in regional tournaments, in the World Tour, and state tournaments based upon those 2 out of 4 scores.
It's wonderful. So the first tournament is April 11th, Wailea Emerald Course. On the 18th, it's the Dunes at Maui Lani. I love the Dunes. April 25th, Wailea Golf Course. And then on the 25th, on the May 2nd, we're back at the Dunes at Maui Lani. And then on May 9th, we're at Maui Nui. And on the 23rd, we're back at Wailea. We're at the Blue Course on the 23rd and the Emerald Course on April 11th. These are really great courses for juniors to play, for anybody to play for that matter. This is really good. So if you'd like to get your kids in, register online at uskidsgolf.com. And if you have any questions, you can reach Renee at Renee Lee Maui, really easy, R-E-N-E-E-L-E-E, Maui, at gmail.com. Excellent. So tell me, what inspired you, Oliver, to create these tours for the students, for young golfers?
I live vicariously through these kids, and I tell you, between running a PGA Junior League, also coaching for Kamehameha. I see a lot of these kids come from these beginner programs like U.S. Kids Golf. I know a couple years ago you and I were on a show and we had Annika Sayomanatafa and Leia Chung on our show, on your show, and they successfully have gone on to either play in college or right now I think Leia is the number one in the state for the girls. Kelly Chin started in our program with U.S. Kids Golf, and I think he's ranked the number one boys NCAA champion right now in the state. So, you know, these kids got to start somewhere, and to me it's been an inspiration to see a lot of these kids take golf and start to love it, and from that, you know, build something of themselves, and be recognized. And if they go to college, great. That feels so much even better for us. But we're rewarded by that. They go on to be successful in many different ways. So, in a lot of ways, we're paving the pathways for kids to go on to the next level. And for the meanwhile, at least have fun enjoying it, especially when they're out there with their families at the same time.
Yeah, and you're I mean, you started Oahu. You had the Oahu U.S. Kids Golf Oahu Tour. Are you doing that again soon?
Yes, I am. I will be launching a schedule out for Oahu that will include the kids 17 or 18 and under. So we'll all have a schedule out there for summer. Right now I've got a lot of things going on, but I will have one out pretty soon for summer.
Yeah, you do have a lot of things going on. You're coaching Kamehameha, and that would be one person's full-time job, probably. Then you, of course, are also teaching all the time. If somebody's interested here on Oahu in getting their kids into the U.S. Kids Golf program, what do they do?
The best thing to do is just go ahead and you can visit the website at uskidsgolf.com, and you can register or be part of the email program and get some information that way. You certainly can call Renee on Maui or myself here on Oahu, and we can point you in the right direction. But I know that the Hawaii State Junior Golf has been a really good supporter of our program. They also have a pathway to golf. So if you have a kid that might be a little more advanced or less advanced, there's different programs that they could enter into. We're definitely one of them, depending on where your skill set is for your child. But you can call us and contact us in different ways, online, on a phone call, or email.
Yeah, or they can also go to your Island Pacific Golf Academy website.
They certainly can. I post a lot of my information there. I got a lot of social media followers. Speaking of which, I got my parents listening in right now. I know my daughter, Sean and Joel, my daughter and my son are listening. And my friends from all over California, Canada, my Atsugi boys are listening. And then certainly my Kamehameha schools, boys and girls, are listening in right now. So, lots of followers.
Good. So about the Kamehameha School program, tell us about what you're doing.
This year we've only had the varsity girls and boys out right now, and we're having a tremendous amount of fun. I was telling yesterday that this is the first year I have to say that I felt a lot of camaraderie. The format's been changed a little bit on the field where we got the teams playing together, so I think the team has been able to bond a little bit closer. I see them a lot on the chat messages, just going back and forth and sharing ideas and being able to encourage one another. So the team's been doing really well. They're just challenging themselves every go out on the course to do a little bit better than they did the last match, which for me is delightful.
Yeah, that is delightful. Do you play stroke play or do you throw in some match play at times?
Well, most of it's stroke play for individual scores. From the ILH perspective, there's also the team score. So collectively, if we do well together as a team, we're trying to beat the other schools, obviously, in the ILH division.
Sure.
But that's how the matches are played out there.
Excellent. So something else, we just need to, you know, throw this in because the Island Pacific Golf Academy is at Kapolei Golf Course. And that's where this year the wonderful Lotte will be played. And I understand the Lotte is looking for people to volunteer. And so those are places that you can volunteer to be in the Lotte volunteer pool, and you put out a call for volunteers. I thought that was very cool.
Yes. This year we were actually really privileged and honored to have to host the Lotte over at Kapolei Golf Course. And the guys at the course said that, hey, you know, would you mind reaching out to seeing if you got some volunteers who could do some things, either fix some divots or perhaps caddy for some of the players. And so I just reached out to everybody, and I got an overwhelmingly positive response on people that want to do everything. And so I started feeding the information over to the course. So if anyone out there is still interested, they can definitely reach out to me, and I'll forward them to the right people over at Kapolei. But we're excited about this event. Certainly all my students are excited about having an event at a course that they've been on and they've been practicing on and playing on. So, you know, yeah. So we've got, I'm sure there's probably spots that still need to be filled as far as volunteer spots, but feel free to reach out to me and I'll forward them on to the correct people.
Yeah, it's awesome. Unfortunately, we can't do our show like we've always done in the past from the Lotte because the media center is restricted to, you know, it just is the way it is. We couldn't do the Tournament of Champions, we couldn't do Sony, and we can't do Lotte. Hopefully next year everything will be back in order, since for 20-some years I've been going to the Mercedes, or rather, excuse me. Yeah, it was that a long, long time ago, Danielle. That's when it first started. Now it's the Century Tournament of Champions. You also, real quickly, we're about out of time. You also were going to, pre-COVID, you were going to start something on the Big Island, a Big Island tour. Do you have that in your back pocket still, Mr. I've got so many hats, I don't know which one I'm wearing?
Yeah, no, it certainly is on the radar and on the scope. And there was at one point in time, I know that Renee was looking at moving permanently over to the Big Island. And so we're definitely going to give her an opportunity to launch something on the Big Island. But things changed during COVID, and we were fortunate that she did move back to Maui, and now she's where she's at, because I think she's a wonderful addition to our U.S. Kids Golf team, both coaching and teaching, and certainly being as a tour director. I know she's going to be very successful there in Maui.
Yes, she is. And Renee, I'm so excited that you were at the Dunes at Maui Lani. That's where your husband Eddie has his academy now, I'm assuming?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent.
The academy is doing very well through this pandemic time. Of course, we're adhering to all the restrictions that are suggested. But it's exciting. You know, it's nice to have a little positive thing during this time to keep in the back of our minds as we get through this.
Yes.
And with that being said, we do have on next Sunday's tournament, April 11th, three or four juniors coming from the Big Island to play in the Maui Tour, which is very exciting.
So it's open to kids. Get in touch. I've got to close the show and thank our sponsors. Thank you, Renee Lee, for being with us, and Oliver Olequiano for giving us your time. And thank you to our wonderful sponsors. Hughes Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping, commercial centers, city, state projects. Have your project done right, on time, on budget. It's Hughes Electric, lighting the way. Aloha Power Equipment, the moving sale continues. We put power at your fingertips. tips and you need the Honda mower because it's on sale. Go to the Sand Island or Waipahu stores. Get one. Honda the Sign, they do exterior building signs, real estate and lighting signs, parking signs, interior signs, signs of all kinds, PPE signs. Honda the Sign. They're moving to Hart Street. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. If you've got pain, see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Do something about it. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, call them 24/7. Don't worry, you're not bothering them. They want to see you when disaster strikes. Should it hopefully not strike you, but you need to call MD Restoration if it does. RCM Construction, 30-year leader in spalling repairs across Hawaii, destroying the strength of your building. That's what spalling does. RCM Construction will fix it. And Global Golf Post, get your free copy, globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.